Hello.
Hello. So do we have a Lyle?
Hello.
I think I heard Ron and Ann, is that correct?
C. And Lyle. Lyle. We're sending you a new EDR data set template, Lyle. Aren't you just thrilled?
About damn time.
Those people are. Patty, welcome. Welcome, Patty. You're the
Hey,
only one
Ron.
I said welcome to, by the way.
How are you, Ron?
I'd be good. How
Good.
about. No Chris today? I know Chris is around.
Yeah, I think he's going to call in. I'll be right back. I still got to go pick up something from the printer.
See. Mitch won't be joining us.
Last of the summer hurrahs.
Didn't sound like he was going to have a hurrah. This sounded like something that was unpleasant that he had to do.
More unpleasant than a standard telecast? The poor guy.
Yeah.
We should send flowers.
Yeah, there you go. Hey Keith, hey Susie.
We're
Hi
trending
there.
towards swamp-like, but summer's winding down, so.
Yeah, okay.
The students started back today. There's all kinds of confused people wandering around.
Excuse me.
Well, I guess we could get started. We have Lyle, Susie, Keith, Patty, and me, Elizabeth. I miss anybody? Todd tends to ring in a little late. Hey, Dick.
Good morning, Ron.
Let's see. We're about to just start in on the agenda, and this is where Elizabeth takes over. Ron.
Okay. Fine. We were basically going to start going down the list and assigning working groups to those SCRs that do not have them in accordance with the new standards process. I've got too many pages open here. Okay, Ron, you had your list. I believe the first one on the agenda was SCR 3-1118. This is one that I submitted. Our new documentation, let me see, 1118, where is it? Proposer's Archive Guide requires that the ICD should be included in the archive. And so we need to update our standards reference chapters 10 and 19 to include that document, come up with a standard file name for it. Should not be a big deal. And I don't believe this should affect software in any way. So basically we just need one other volunteer to work with me, and then I'll try and recruit somebody from either the it didn't make much sense to put a software person on this one.
I'll be on it with you. This is Susie.
Susie, great. Okay, and then I guess just one of the data engineers to review it. Or Ron, would you like to review from the engineering perspective?
Sure.
All right, so.
Chapter 10 really need.
Pardon me?
Does Chapter 10 really need a change for that?
Chapter 10 is which one? That's the file specification and naming. There are recommendations, I believe, in that chapter for the standard files. If not, then we won't include it. I was just trying to identify where the logical place is.
Only about reserve files, so I think you only have to do chapter 19.
Okay. CRID. You know what? Let me just do this. It's going to be too long. Okay, so 3-1118. We've got Susie, Eliz, and Ron. Should I be the lead on that one? I don't think anyone else wants to. Okay, 3-1119 is Rose. Rose Early, SBN. Okay, second one. Distinguish required and optional keywords versus projection in image map projection. This is where we were going to beef up the image map projection object and make it clear which of the keywords were required for specific image map projection types. So what's going to need to be done is come up with an exhaustive list of the sort of standard map projection types, figure out what parameters are necessary to describe those, and then translate that into a list of required keywords for each of them. I believe full implementation of this is probably going to happen more under PDS4 than under PDS3, but it is something that we wanted to get moving on. Chris and I have already volunteered to work on this.
I'll help with that one, Elizabeth.
This is Patty. Great. Okay. Now, can anyone think whether or not this is likely to have an impact on software? To what extent do we use the image map projection object in any software?
I don't know. Like OAL?
Todd.
Well, Elizabeth, I think the validation software has some trouble with the image map projection and the related data set map projection. It doesn't validate those correctly.
It does not. Okay, so this is an issue. Then I'm going to assign Mike Cayanan to the group. He's sort of been tagged by Sean to work on some of these SCRs with us. Okay, is there anybody who is not in favor of this SCR or has had some serious doubts about it that would volunteer to be sort of our watchdog or whatever you want to call it on the group?
Sorry for joining late. Which SCR?
I'm sorry. We're talking about SCR 3-1119, which is the image map projection object SCR. This is the one where we're going to try and beef up what's required, what's not, based on specific map projection types.
Okay. Thank you.
Any volunteers?
I don't think anybody's opposed. I think it just needs to be done. It's going to take some work.
Okay. Is everyone satisfied that we have a sufficient group in there? We've got two imaging and two engineering node.
Well, we get to review what you've done.
Obviously.
For me, that's good enough.
All right.
Unless somebody from GEO wants to be on, but I'll leave that up to them.
Well, I'm saving my volunteering for a little later.
Okay. All right. Do we want to point a lead on that? I would love it if Chris would be willing to lead. If not, I will. I will talk with him offline and see if he's up for doing that. Unless, Patty, you're interested in leading that one.
I can talk with Chris.
Okay, why don't you do that? That would be great. I'd appreciate that. And,
all right.
And get back to me.
Will do.
Thanks. Okay, SCR 3-1121, move software object from required to optional in the catalog object definition. Biggest issue I see coming up with this is the fact that, to date, all catalog objects have been specific objects, and this was going to make them generic. So we might want to have somebody like either Steve or Ron on this group. Who is currently on it?
Elizabeth, the real problem is that there's an inconsistency between the standards reference and the data dictionary.
I understand that. I understand. Basically our practice.
I think it's also the target.
I'm sorry, you said target object is also a concern?
It's both software and target.
Okay. Let's see, so this affects target object as well. Who do I currently have listed on this one? This is 1121. I have Ann Rao and Susie Slavny listed. Steph McLaughlin, how do you pronounce your name?
No, why do you have me on it?
I think Steph suggested you.
She did, eh? I'll have to get her something nice.
How do you pronounce her last name?
Rao.
No, I'm sorry. Steph's last name.
Oh, McLaughlin.
McLaughlin. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. All right. Susie, you were also recommended for this. I think we asked you if you would, and you already agreed to serve on this one. Is that right?
She asked me, and I did agree because I had once reported this problem.
Right.
So I still will be on it. That's fine.
Okay. So, Anne, yeah, I had you listed on the group. Would you prefer that Steph be on it instead?
This seems like not a major deal to me. I just don't think it needs that much personnel, frankly.
Although I need a minimum of three for any SCR.
I will volunteer.
Wait a minute now. When we started out, we talked about Trivial SCRs having a working group of one.
That's not what the latest I've heard. I mean, that I sent around an email discussion about, based on what's in the...
Yeah, why? I'm wondering why they're number three.
Okay.
I don't recall
that at all.
I'm crying out loud. Okay, folks, remember the document that we all went through, this, the new process document, had this list of all the people that were required to be on an SCR. It didn't make any allowances in that document for trivial SCRs. Based on that, I then sent out a follow-up discussion requesting what we do in the case of trivial SCRs, and I made a recommendation of three people, and the only responses I got were approving ones. So if you guys would like to make a counter-suggestion, I would love to hear it. Let's get this settled.
I think you need a group that's appropriate to the work that needs to be done, and I think that's the only wording in that policy statement. It can be as small as one.
I agree with that.
I would agree with that, too.
I have no objection to trying to get three, but on fairly simple things, I think you could get by with less, particularly if nobody wants to volunteer.
Okay.
Even the standards coordinator could act as a single decision maker, right?
Yeah, and that's an option in the policy.
Right.
What I object to is this chain of requirements, that you have to file an SCR to correct even a typographical error in the data dictionary, and then you have to have three people on a working group to discuss that SCR. But this could be a management issue, in which case I will take it to the management council.
Yeah, and I think that is what was agreed to, nonetheless.
I don't remember ever agreeing to that there had to be three people.
Yeah, that's my difficulty, but maybe I overlooked a document or didn't read a paragraph or something.
Well, if we did have three that were willing to do it, I mean, we're that much closer to getting something through, even if it's a matter of 1 5-minute telecon.
Yeah, and, you know, frankly, it doesn't even need to be a telecon. I had envisioned on these easier ones somebody writing this thing up, sending it to the other two for a quick glance over, and then forwarding it on to the tech group. But if that's if folks want to just go with one, that's fine. We'll go with one.
I think three is a nice one to aim for, but it's not required.
All right.
I will volunteer for this SCR.
Okay. So we now have Ann or Steph. And Ann, could you please get back to me on that?
On what?
On whether it's going to be you.
Hey, Boris.
Hey.
Stephanie is on vacation at the moment, and so is our bosses, both of them, and I don't have the authority to sign her work.
I will follow up then with a question to her. Given that the SCR came from her, I would appreciate representation from your node, though.
It came from our node?
Yes, she was the one who filed it.
Jeez. That's it. I'm taking away her password.
Well, yeah, but even the author of the SCR doesn't have to be on the review.
Doesn't have to, but I would appreciate it when...
Fine. That's a good point. I'll sit on the group.
Okay. Thank you, Ann. Mm-hmm. All right. We need a lead on that. Do you three want to quickly select one? Ann, Susie, or Lyle?
1, 2, 3, say rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, heck, I'll do it.
Okay.
Susie, thank you. Okay. All right, 3-1122, add values for LRO mission phase names. This sure fits the definition of a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think I can do this one by myself.
Okay, now, the one thing that when I had assumed that we were going to need three, what I had been intending to do was to assign the data engineer who is not your mission data engineer to it, just to make sure that there's some extra eyes reviewing things for any sort of stupid mistakes like, you know, keyword names are too long, that kind of stuff. Does that still sound like a good policy, or do you just want to do it yourself?
I don't care. If you want to give me somebody to bounce an idea off of, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, it would just be a quick review. So it would be Steve Adams in this case, because I'm assuming Betty's your data engineer for this one.
She's the Mars data engineer, but she volunteered, so I said, yes, please.
Okay, this is LRO, though.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Okay,
that's
so...
I'm surprised, but happy to have Betty.
Okay, so then Steve would be the one who would just do a quick review on this one.
Okay.
So Susie, you'll be the lead on that, and Steve Adams will be the other member of the working group. All right, anyone else want to be on that one? Okay, SCR3-1123, this is correct the unit ID value for the SC target velocity vector. This is a no-brainer. It's a typographical fix. Is it a typographical fix in the data dictionary or in the standards ref? Let me double-check that.
Data dictionary.
In the data dictionary. Okay, so let's see. This was submitted by Ann. Hi, Steve. We're going through the list of
I've discussed this with myself, and I agree with me.
Okay, that we'll take that under consideration. what do we got here? I just basically need somebody to double check this. Ron,
we
would
always
you...
have me, myself, and I. That makes three.
Okay. Ron, you're pretty familiar with the data dictionary. Would you be willing to be sort of a check on this for me?
Sure.
Okay. Anyone else want to be on that SCR? That's 1123. Okay, 3-1124.
Who's the lead, Ann?
On the last one? I'll be the lead. I think Ann didn't want to be on another SCR.
No. So you're on this one?
Yeah. 1124. Oh, for crying out loud, why won't Meeting Waker go away? Close it.
Maybe it knows something you don't know.
Yeah, it's trying to tell me about various meetings that are getting updated on a minute-by-minute basis. I just lost all my windows. Here we go. Okay.
So I'll be the lead on 24.
24. Now, I did want to ask, is this a PDS-4 issue?
No.
You think this is PDS-3?
I think so.
Okay. I'll volunteer to be on there.
As long as you're not assigning these new uppercase, lowercase general data types to any existing keyword, it's PDS-3. If you're applying them to existing keywords, that's a major problem.
Yep.
I kind of have to agree with that.
Okay, I've heard volunteers here. Ron,
Todd,
any others?
Simpson.
Dick, okay. And Ron, is this likely to have any potential impact on software?
Yeah, that's why we want to do it. But I think it's a very positive impact on the software.
Okay, then Mike C. I've just assigned.
No, Mike doesn't need to be here.
Well, he's the one that reviews the impact on tools. That's sort of...
Fine, you can add Mike.
Okay. Who wants to be the lead?
I will be the lead.
Great, all right.
Unless somebody else wants. It's sort of my... But happy to let somebody else lead. Fine.
Okay, anyone else want to be on the group? Then on to 3-1125, add SETI Institute to standard values for institution name and facility name. This is Mitch Gordon. This is a no-brainer. I am going to put Mitch as the lead on this, and I will assign whichever data engineer is not his normal data engineer. I'm not quite sure who that is on that mission, so I'll have to find out. Anyone else want to be on that one? Okay, 3-1126, multiple occurrences of the same keyword in an object, is that valid or not? Okay, this one was submitted by Ann. Ann, are you willing to be on the working group?
Sure.
Okay, any other volunteers? This does have software implications. I'm going to put Mike C. on it.
I'll try it. Simpson.
It has data engineering implications, which is the problem.
Yes. Does it make sense to throw somebody from the engineering group on? I mean, in the sense of Ron, myself, or Steve?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steve, would you be willing to?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
This is pretty fundamental stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hmm.
I think an assumption has been made, but never documented, but I don't know, which is why we need to discuss it and think about it carefully.
Yeah, I would encourage you folks, I mean, part of this came up and was addressed with the group's structure. That was a way to provide multiple instances of the same keyword within a label.
But with a different context.
Right.
We're using exactly the same context, exactly the same keyword.
Right. Okay, so we got Ann, Mike Cayenne and Dick and Steve Hughes. Any other volunteers?
Lyle.
I'm sorry, what was the last one? I heard Lyle.
Yeah, me.
That was several people saying Lyle.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll volunteer too.
And this is Todd, okay.
It's going to be a committee of the whole if we get one more.
Yeah, I know. I was just wondering that. I was hesitating volunteering because I thought these teams should be kept small. But
well, according to the recommendation, like I say, that was in the original standards process, we were looking at teams of around five for significant issues, five or more.
Yeah, boy, I sure don't remember any of these numbers that are being thrown around.
It wasn't, the number wasn't listed explicitly, but if you go through and look at the types of people that were recommended, you wanted somebody who was for it, somebody who was against it, somebody who had expertise on A, somebody who had expertise on B.
Sure.
Yeah, if you counted all them up, then it ended up to around five.
Honestly, I would expect this to have two or three levels of discussion at the working group, at the tech session, maybe then going back and rethinking, because this is a stickier thing than it at first appears.
Yeah. All right, who is going to be the lead on this one?
Well, since I've got the annoying example, I guess I should probably volunteer unless someone else has a burning desire.
Anyone else want to be? Sounds good. Okay, any other volunteers for that or anyone else who has a burning desire to be on the group? Okay, then on to 3-1127. Pointer object ambiguity in the standards reference, and basically points out that while we have a standard practice, which I believe is similar to her standard practice, we usually prepend unique identifiers to our object names in order to distinguish between multiple objects of the same type in a label. We don't have any requirement for that in the standards, nor do we have any requirement that pointer names match object names or that there be any
Actually more fundamental than that because you don't have any requirement that object identifiers contain the object type.
Yeah, yeah.
So this, once again, is a fundamental thing where there are assumptions that have probably been made but never documented, and the fact that they're not documented is now causing problems when other groups try to use the standards.
Okay. And can you give me an example? I'm not sure I understand the problem.
Yeah.
Rosetta has a series of four or five images in a file. In a single file. They're all called image. They just have different offsets. There is nothing in the standards that says that the first pointer that you encounter when scanning serially through a file corresponds to the first object whose identifier ends in the word image in the file.
Okay.
But do you really want that type of?
Hell yeah, you want it.
Shouldn't it be an explicit sort of correspondence, the key?
It should be,
match.
But there's nothing in the standards that says that pointer names must be unique within a label either.
But, wow, okay, if you say so, but
well, maybe an issue of fixing the documentation to reflect our practice. I mean, this is the thing that,
right.
that the working group has to decide.
In fact, if
you can't have ambiguity, you know, it's ambiguous to simply say pointer image and then have five of those. You don't know which object it corresponds to. And I thought the convention was always that it was the name assigned to the object. You know, when you say object equals, it had to match the pointer, otherwise it's ambiguous.
Exactly. And it seems completely logically clear, but that's not good enough. It's not documented, and consequently,
in other words,
it's a problem when the standard.
Rosetta refuses to use common sense, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I've tried the logical argument, and it hasn't worked.
Wow.
How do they explain the window work?
You need a stick to beat them with. And
well, unfortunately, I don't
have
it because I have no authority over their data sets. They can basically ingest whatever crap they want to in their archives, and their claim that it does not violate the PDS standards is true because there's no statement in the PDS standards that says explicitly you may not do this.
And they don't offer a way to make it work?
There, as far as they're concerned, it works because they look on the label as being an ordered sequence of lines.
Okay.
And so they map them based on their physical coincidence in the file.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, the ambiguity, there's nothing that really requires that an object identifier contain the name of the generic object at all, let alone in the rightmost position. So there's another loophole
sure
there.
Absolutely needs to, but
have they run VTool against these labels? Because I think
they
VTool
don't care about VTool because they wrote PVV 5 years ago when they needed a verifier and LVTool wasn't up to the task.
Well, not five, but three.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
They probably started 5 years ago. But
this change won't change them. This will just prevent it from happening in the future.
Well, that's true, because they've also ostensibly frozen their standards version at 3.6. So even if we change the current standards, that doesn't necessarily have to have any effect on them, but it will prevent the problem from coming up
right.
in the future, and it will allow us to apply the requirement to the U.S. teams that are submitting data, that are required to have data in the PDS accepted for archiving.
Well, it's a good idea to make it clear. I'm surprised that it's not clear, but it should be clear.
Okay, I'm assigning Mike Kyanen again to the working group. Any volunteers?
You mean apart from me?
Yeah.
I volunteer.
Is that Steve?
That's me.
Okay.
Lyle,
thank you.
We should probably quiz Mitch to see if he's involved in it, if he wants to be involved in either of these big ticket issues as well.
Okay, I can do that. Actually, before we go on any further, I just want to make one comment about my assigning Mike Kyanen to these. I would not recommend that he be treated as a full-blown working group member in the same way that everybody else is. What I would recommend that you use him for is when you've got an idea put together and an SDR in a good draft form, send it to him, ask him to analyze it for impact on software and help flesh out your impact section.
Got it.
I think that is his greatest use, and I don't want to overburden him by making him attend 12,000 telecons every month. So
I'm hip, as they say.
Okay.
You can add me.
Also, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. Okay, Ron, I've got you on the group as well. So we've got Ann, Mike Kyanen, Steve Hughes, Lyle. I will ask Mitch whether he wants to be on, and Ron. Anyone else?
Steve is on here.
Steve has to be on, yeah. Does that change your desire to be on, Ron?
I don't know if I can work with Steve.
That's not the way I meant it. I realized it came out that way after I said it. Do you feel that Steve's representation on this is adequate?
No good way to ask that question, Elizabeth.
All right, forget it. Okay, Ron, you're on there. Anyone else? All right. 3-1128. This is add new keyword browse usage ID from Ed Ganess. This sounds like a keyword that's been used on some missions. Maybe it's only been used in tables or something like that, and now they want it to become a formal keyword.
Mars Express uses it in their local data dictionary.
Ah, okay. You want to?
And Venus Express also would like to use it, so.
You want to turn it into a real keyword?
Yeah, we'd rather turn it into a real keyword.
What kind of values does it have?
It would have primary and secondary as its values, and it would appear in the browse index, and it would tell you the relationship between a browse image and the product, whether it's the primary browse image or they have a lot of examples where they have multiple browse images for product, and they just need a way to find the right one.
Gotcha.
Okay, I've got Ed down as the lead. I'm assuming Betty is his data engineer, right?
Yes.
For that, so I'm going to add Steve Adams. Anyone else? Okay, we'll assume this is essentially a no-brainer. That's the list I've got. I don't think, unless I've got something major going wrong with the database, that there's any other SCRs. Select max SCR ID from issues. SCR ID like 3. 1128 is the last one that was submitted, so we should be okay. All right, I think that ends that part of the telecon. Ron, I guess it's back to you.
I have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Procedurally, are you going to send me a list of the participants in the working groups that I'm now a lead on, or do I need to check back on the web page for an update?
I will send you a list.
Thank you.
Okay. In fact, I will do that for all the leads. Okay. Ron, I guess it's... Part 2, discussion of the binned SCRs.
Well, at the last telecon, we just sort of killed off a bunch, and I think we actually started, at least made a stab at moving a couple into three or four queue. So now what do we want to do with that list? What should we be doing with it? Do we want to just use the opinions from... there was a subset of the nodes that gave opinions on how to move these things around. Do we want to use majority vote to assign these, or do we want to just, as time permits, go through and go back over them again and make some recommendations, or...
What are we assigning, the PDS3 ones? Or?
Well, to go back and look at the SCRs that we didn't kill off and assign those as either being appropriate for PDS3 or PDS4. Oh. And there's still quite a few of them, right? So back in April or May of this year, we sent out a spreadsheet, Mitch did, and some of the nodes responded with what they thought, and there are conflicts. If you look at the spreadsheet, some of the nodes were saying 3, some said 4, so in some cases it was unanimous that it was a PDS3 or a PDS4, but the question on the table is, since that was part of the use of doing this binning, how do we want to approach the second part of the task?
Well, can I ask about notation in the spreadsheet you sent out? You have lowercase x's, uppercase x's, and x's with question marks after them.
Yep.
What does that distinguish? X's are identical. But, okay. The ones with question marks, are those the ones that
people
it's unclear whether it should be 4 or 3?
In some cases, if you look, some people gave them half votes.
Yeah, I noticed.
So yeah, there's ambiguity there.
I count 5 that are with question marks.
Okay.
That doesn't seem like too many, really.
Although looking back at Mitch's table, there was quite a few that had split votes.
Yeah, I'm just working off the table that
Ron
sent out. And the ones from Mitch's that had split votes, I thought in the last telecon, we really sorted that out for the most part.
This was split votes not on killing or not killing, but on PDS3 versus PDS4.
Right. Is that reflected in Ron's spreadsheet that he sent out?
I think it probably will be. Let me see. Take an example here. 1099, which is the movie.
Or is that reflected with the question mark, I guess, is what I'm wondering.
I think it's simply an issue of counting up the votes. 1099, for example, yeah, it's got Geo voting it as PDS4, Atmospheres, Rings, Ian, and SBN voting it on it as PDS3.
But in Ron's, it's clearly marked as 4.
Which 1099? One? No, I don't see
1099?
That.
1099?
Yeah.
3-1099
is listed 5 times. Which one are you looking at? He sent out 2 files. Are you looking at the PDF or the Excel?
The Excel one, the summary 2007-0516B.
Right. If you go down to line 306 in the file, where it starts 3-1099, there's 5 votes recorded, 4 of which are for PDS3 and 1 of which is for PDS4.
I don't see votes recorded in the table I'm looking at.
Oh, this is weird. Okay,
you see the lowercase and the uppercase X's, yes? Because you just asked about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the votes.
In columns C and D, right?
Yeah. Well, that indicates. Oh, I understand. Okay, now it's the label in front that.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
Okay.
I sorted it to look at it and. I lost the grouping, and now I understand what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah, that doesn't help to sort it.
No. No, it doesn't.
Okay. Now, we've obviously, I think there's a maximum of 5 votes in any for any particular SCR. Now, we could, in cases where we've got 5 clear votes all in one direction, just go with that.
It also seems, in this case, you got 4-1 voting for PDS3.
Yeah.
It seems as though you might as well go ahead with PDS3, and if in the course of discussion there's a general consensus that maybe that was the wrong way to go, you just back off and redefine it. But 4-1 seems pretty clear.
Okay, is 3-1 clear?
I'm okay with 3-1.
Okay.
3-2 gets a little iffy.
So 3-2. So anything that's 3-2 or lower, we should...
3-2, 2-3. After that, it gets clear again.
Right. It doesn't look like it goes, there's anything else.
So what about okay. 2-0?
I don't think that actually ever shows up.
Yeah, on 3-113, 2-0.
3-1113?
1113.
I don't think 2 is a quorum.
Yeah.
And there's 1-0?
Yeah, those
I agree. We need to discuss those. So what we could do is we could go through and assign PDS3 or PDS4 for anything that's got 5-0, 4-0, 3-0, 4-1, or 3-1. and then everything else we'll bring back for discussion.
We consider 3 a quorum sufficient, even if there's 0 on the other side?
Good question. What do you guys feel like?
How about a plurality of 2, which even allows 2-0?
I've already heard people say they're uncomfortable with 2.
I don't think 2-0 is sufficient.
Yeah, is 3-0 sufficient?
Sort of. I kind of feel uneasy at 3-0, especially since there's a nothing.
Well, the nothing means that when whoever was going through this list, they didn't think it was worth commenting on. So does that mean since PDS3 was the place where all of these started, is that an implicit, can you assume that that meant, yeah, PDS3 is fine?
There are 3-0 PDS4s.
Well, I see there's nothing PDS3, but there's also a vote for a kill on it, so it's, I assume it's probably been dealt with anyway.
Well, yeah, and there's the 1099 that we were using as an example, that one's been withdrawn anyway. So
1099?
Yeah.
Its status is currently listed as withdrawn. However, that's the movie SCR. That's been revived. That was, as I presented at the Management Council meeting, it's gone through so many status levels. I've just got to get it turned back on now.
The withdrawn was really interpreted in current as kind of a on hold kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't really totally.
Unfortunately, the updates are a little bit behind right now because I'm in the process of converting to the new system. So I've got multiple databases containing the same information, and I don't want to get screwed up by starting to update some and missing them in others. Hopefully within the week I'll get those databases aligned.
Here's a suggestion for making a cut between PDS3 and PDS4. If 3 nodes specifically said this should be PDS4, then toss it in the PDS4 list. Otherwise, keep it in PDS3. How does that work for you guys?
Okay, here would be my concern. There's 3 specific SCRs where 3 people wanted to throw it in PDS4 and 2 wanted to keep it in PDS3 explicitly.
Well, fine. If there's only 2 of them, we can discuss them. You've got 100 of these things to deal with.
Yeah, no, there's 3 of them in that category. 1012, 1020, and 1053.
I agree with Ann. Let's save our discussion for things like that.
Okay, so I'm trying to get clarification again. Ann's position again is 3-1 or 3-0 for PDS4.
No, it's yeah, okay. If you've got 2 where the vote is close, fine. But unless 3 nodes explicitly said this should be PDS4, it stays PDS3.
Okay, I can live with that.
Then it doesn't matter how many people voted. It means that 3 people actually thought about it and said, you know what, probably ought to be PDS4.
So that's basically as a default position.
As a first cut through this list, that's a good rule.
Okay.
And then when you've got 2 people who explicitly said, you know what, this ought to be PDS3, those we should talk about.
Okay. Sounds good to me. I have no problem with that.
And then we can publish the list. If anybody has second thoughts, we can discuss those as well.
Yeah.
So, Elizabeth, you understand these rules?
Yes. Basically, everything will stay PDS3 unless 3 or more people explicitly voted to make it PDS4. And even in those cases, if there was some explicit objection, 2 or more explicit objections, then we'll discuss them.
Okay. Cool.
Did I summarize that correctly for everyone?
Perfect.
All right, so I should write that down before I forget it.
It's on the tape.
Yeah. You expect me to go back and listen to these?
No, but Ron does.
Okay.
I do.
Where are we? Bend SCRs. So, PDS3 by default. PDS4 if 3 or more explicit votes. unless at least two objections. Okay. Sounds good. All right. I think we're at the end of the agenda, Ron. Is that correct?
Could you quickly list the three where there was a split vote?
Sure. It was 10-12, which if I – no, I'm thinking of 0-12. So, yes, 10-12 was one of them. Hang on. Where in the world are we? So, PDS4. 10-12, 10-20, and 10-53.
So those are all fairly old ones.
Yes, they are. I can figure out what they are real quick if you want. 10, 12.
No, that's okay. I'll look them up.
And figure out where they go.
Target name resolution service. Man, I'm surprised that one hasn't been dropped yet. Okay, 10, 12. 10, 20. Inconsistent use of date type in PSDD. And 10, 53. Allow Adobe PDF format for archive documents. The former two are probably going to have to be researched to figure out exactly what the heck they were talking about. Okay.
So I think what we'll do is, based on the new rules, we'll update the spreadsheet again,
okay.
Whack out the ones that were previously killed, and if it's a clear vote, we'll just assign the priority. And that would leave us, hopefully, with a very small subset that we can address as time permits at the end of these telecons.
Yeah, sounds good.
Cool. So when's the next telecon? Or are there other issues anybody wants to talk about?
Not at the moment.
With regards to the next telecon, normally it would be next week. I am not optimistic about getting a whole lot done in terms of updates to the database in that time frame, given that I've got to restructure things for the new standard status and all that.
So you want to do 2 weeks?
2 weeks would be helpful, but I don't know if we're creating a problem for folks because we're now off, we're a week off of where we used to be.
Does 2 weeks work for everybody?
I didn't know we were on or off any particular schedule.
It doesn't matter to me.
It
was just more, yeah.
Yeah, I just sort of save Wednesday morning and it's either there or not.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the 12th, Elizabeth?
Pardon me?
That would be the 12th.
I believe it would. I closed my meeting maker because it was annoying, so hang on
a
second.
Yeah, that's September 12th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that work for everybody?
Yeah, that's actually fine by me because I have two major discussions to start with people in order to even collect up opinions and see how far away we are. I think it's going to take 2 weeks. So.
Cool. Okay.
Sounds good. Okay.
Anything else? Going, gone. Thanks. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you.
Happy lunch.
Bye, guys.
Okay.